Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 10, the verses 32 to 39. Think back on those early days when you first learned about Christ. Remember how you remained faithful, even though it meant terrible suffering. Sometimes you were exposed to public ridicule and were beaten, and sometimes you helped others who were suffering the same things. You suffered along with those who were thrown into jail, and when all you owned was taken from you, you accepted it with joy. You knew there were better things waiting for you that will last forever. So do not throw away this confident trust in the Lord. Remember the great reward it brings you. Patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that He has promised. For in just a little while, the coming one will come and not delay, and my righteous ones will live by faith. But I will take no pleasure in anyone who turns away. But we are not like those who turn away from God to their own destruction. We are the faithful ones whose souls will be saved. Think with me, dear friends, on the theme: perseverance in faith amid trials. Samantha was a dedicated marathon runner. She trained hard, waking up early in the morning and running miles on end. One day during the city marathon, after already running 20 miles, her leg started to cramp. The pain was unbearable. She considered giving up, but then she remembered all the months of training, all the sacrifices she made to get to this point. She remembered why she started running in the first place, to prove to herself that she can finish what she started. Samantha's race is much like our Christian journey. We face many obstacles and trials, times when we feel like giving up. But like Samantha, we must remember why we started this journey and the promise that God has made to us. Our perseverance in faith, despite the trials, will lead to great reward. This passage cautions believers not to abandon their convictions in the face of adversity. Turning away from one's faith, especially after having experienced the transformative power of God's grace, not only denies past struggles and victories, but can also lead to spiritual destruction. But the writer of Hebrews urges the believers, all of us, to recall the early days of our faith, the challenges we faced, and the camaraderie we felt standing beside fellow believers. This remembrance serves as a beacon of hope, reminding us that we have faced hardships before and emerged stronger. We are reminded that our true treasures are eternal, far surpassing any worldly possessions or honor. Through perseverance and living by faith, we are assured of receiving the promises of God. Two questions for reflection. One, are there moments in your past where you have witnessed the strength of your faith or the faith of others during trials? How can those memories serve as a pillar of strength for you now? Secondly, how do you find balance between standing firm in your convictions and adjusting to the changing dynamics of the world around you. Gracious and eternal Father, we come before you grateful for your everlasting promises and the strength that you provide in our moments of weakness. Remind us, Lord, of the trials we have overcome and the growth we have experienced through them. May we never forget the transformative power of your love and the grace in our lives. Grant us the perseverance to face our present challenges and the wisdom to discern your will in every situation. May our faith remain unshaken, always looking forward to your promises and the eternal treasures you have in store for us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.